So me and the guys were just taking a break from the construction on the John Hancock. You know, they've been doing construction work there, right? They put that big wall up around the block, at the top of the fence, and, you know, they've been doing remodeling stuff. Well, I had been working on some tile work, and we were just walking around the building, me and three other guys, walking kind of a square, like in formation, sort of. And I'm at the back, and I stop, and I step back to check out some grout work. So I just kind of lean back while standing still. Well, one of the guys says he heard it coming, like a big rush of air, like a whistling sound, but much heavier. I didn't even get a chance to look up, though one of the other guys did and saw it coming, a split second before it happened. And the next thing I knew, there was a loud cracking sound, and I felt all this stuff hit me, and I didn't know what the hell it was, and I opened my eyes and looked down, and I was just completely covered in blood, and there was just this heap of mass right in front of me. It took a while for me to realize that a woman jumped and hit the fence. Her head and spinal cord were still stuck on the fence, and the rest of her was just this big red pile right in front of me. Police had to take all my clothes, every inch. They said she broke through the glass at the 50th floor, and I don't know how. The glass is supposed to be bulletproof or something, and you know, that's just one fact. I also noticed she was, you know, she covered, this was the odd part, she actually covered her head with pantyhose in an effort to stop her face falling apart, to keep her face together. Funny, she was so willing to die, but she wanted to keep her face intact. I know I won't hear about this on the news. They try to downplay suicides or other, you know, other violence is always fine for them in the news. And they say that she was hated.